The Voice over IP subscriber you are trying to reach is available, but I will not connect you because you're a real motherfucker, you know that? Error code number 10.
I just want to get rid of these dang stock certificates.
Then call your broker and deal with them through your broker. If your broker won't do it, then your broker did something illegal.
Well, I don't know about that, man. I ain't no stock lawyer.
That question makes no sense. There is no app to tell you what machines are working and what isn't.
Because I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I'm texting my boss right now. Hold on.
Okay, so you're fucking with me? I don't really have time for this.
You're more than welcome to come on in. I know nothing about this turkey shit.
I'm trying to tell you that this has got to be a prank call because I'm a manager here and that is not a promotion.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am famous voiceover artist George Loho, here to present a very special first installment of the Futility in Action Prank Call Podcast. God bless you, listeners, and all you do for podcasting. Our children are learning from you. And now, without further ado, please enjoy these poorly edited prank telephone calls that we recorded in the year 2022 using audio technology from the late 1900s.
Ed Bethion, this is Sarandi. How may I direct your call?
Hey there, Sarandi. I am coming by there, and I got my stock. And who am I supposed to talk to when I get there about the refund?
You could just come up to the register and get in line if we have people, and then we'll go ahead and, if you have your receipt, we'll go ahead and refund you.
Okay, well, I went to my broker and got all the stock certificates, so, and you guys are going to
Okay, hold on. Bear with me, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll have you talk to someone about that.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. JD speaking. How may I help you?
Hey there. Sorry I couldn't catch your name. It's kind of breaking up a little bit.
My name's JD. What can I help you with?
JD. Excellent. Yeah, well, I'm just coming by. I got my stock on me, and I was asking her, who am I supposed to give those to for the refund when I get to the store?
You have your what with you?
My stock.
Your sock?
No, my stock. My certificate.
Your certificates for what?
You know, stock certificate. I went all the way to the brokerage and got them printed out.
I would not have an answer to that question. Let me put you on hold, see if my boss is still around.
Okay.
This is Ryan. Can I help you?
Hi there. I was just kind of getting bounced around, but yeah, I'm just trying to figure out who I'm giving my stock to there for a refund.
Who you give your what to?
My stock to.
Your stock?
Yeah.
Like that you buy from Wall Street?
Right, I got all the certificates printed out from my brokerage, like you guys told me to, and I was trying to bring them over to the store that's nearest to me, but they said they're part of the closing operations, and they told me to come over to you guys.
We don't take stocks back in the stores, sir. You have to sell those how you bought them. We don't take stock back in the stores.
The gentleman at corporate, Luke, he told me that you guys would assist me at the North Valley Parkway store, and they said they couldn't do it because they're closing, and Sarah, she sent me over to you guys, she said.
Well,
you guys could help me with
sir,
that.
Sir, we do not take stocks back in stores. Whoever told
okay,
you
well,
that was wrong.
Well, like I said, it was some guy named Luke or something like that at the Union New Jersey corporate complaints.
Right? We don't. Any stock that you buy, you sell it on Wall Street just how you bought them. You didn't buy them through a store. You sell them through the way.
Well,
you don't sell them in a store.
That's not what he said. I went away to my brokerage. You guys are supposed to be doing some kind of buyback or something, reimbursement, and I've got all the physical.
We do not do it through the sir, we don't do it in the stores. I don't know what to tell you, but we don't do it in the stores.
Okay, well, I'm telling you that I went to the brokerage and I got all the physical certificates printed out, you know, and I was...
I'm telling you, if you come to the store, we're not going to take them back.
Okay, well, who's in charge of the buyback program then? I don't understand what the deal is here.
It's somebody you go through your brokerage and they sell them just like you bought them.
That's not what this gentleman at corporate said, and the girl at Sarah, she said you guys can help me out with this. So I want to know who's responsible for this.
Well, Sarah was wrong. Sarah was wrong. And what is the name of the guy you talked to at corporate?
Luke.
Luke who?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you honestly.
And what number did you call at corporate?
Oh, geez. I can pull it up on my phone for you. Give me one second.
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
Jerry.
Jerry what?
Nedry.
Nedry? How do you spell that?
Okay, it's N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, D as in David, R as in Roger, and Y as in yak, like the animal.
Okay. Because, first of all, we don't do any stock transactions whatsoever in stores. You cannot return anything to a store regarding stock. You go through your brokerage or you go through Wall Street. It has nothing to do with the stores.
I think I have a general understanding of how that works. I mean, I'm not stupid. You know, I don't know why you would think I don't understand how that whole thing works.
Well, if you were thinking that somebody is buying them back in stores, that's incorrect.
Well, so look, the number I have here on my phone is 908-688-0888. Is that not corporate?
Yep, but you go call Luke back and you tell Luke that the stores refuse to do it because you need to go to a brokerage because we will not do it in the stores.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, what's your name so I can tell Luke?
You can tell Luke that Rianne from store number 233.
Rianne, okay, great. Thank you, Rianne. And I was, you know, like I said, I already talked to Sarah at the other store, you know, over on North Valley Parkway. That's the closest one to me. And she said that they weren't doing it because they were closing down, but that she directed me to you guys, that you guys would be able to help me. So.
Well, unfortunately, we do not buy back stocks in the store.
I don't know who's,
I don't know
who's responsible for them, but I'm almost halfway there to your store now from the other store. So if I get there and I leave them in your custody, you're telling me I'm not going to get a refund or, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm telling you not to even bother because we will not do anything with them. We will give them right back to you.
You're saying you won't even let me leave them in your custody?
That's correct.
This trip was basically a huge waste of my time. I don't know what I'm even doing with this stuff. I got all the certificates from the brokerage.
I can't even imagine why a brokerage would tell you that it's illegal for us to do it in a store. And if it's a reputable brokerage, he would tell you that.
It's illegal?
Yeah. We are not part of the SEC, the store levels, and we do not have licensing to buy stocks.
Well, I don't know if it's
or
buying
return
them.
Stocks.
It's just issuing a reimbursement.
Returning them. No, we do not have the license to do that in a store.
Yeah, well, you obviously know more about stock brokerage than I do. I'm not a stock broker, but, you know, I was just told that you guys, you know, I bought them at $15 a share. Now they're worth less than $3, I think. It's like my money's gone all the way down the toilet. I filed a complaint with corporate. The guy, Luke, he said, get the certificates from the broker. I got a stack of them in the back of my truck. Bringing them to the store, they don't want to take them. Now, you're saying if I leave them in your custody, I'm SOL.
That's right. We will not take them. We will not even touch them.
So I might as well just, you know, cover the parking lot with them, just stick them under people's windshield wipers at this point. They're worthless.
Like I said, we in that store level will not touch them.
So if I stay outside the store and hand them out to people, just give them out for free to random customers, you don't have a problem with that?
I do have a problem with that. That's trespassing, and I will call the police.
Are you serious? I'm a customer, and I own stock, and I'm going to give it out for free outside your store, and you're going to call the cops on me for that?
Yes, I would. Because it's no solicitation.
Okay. How is that solicitation? I'm a customer, and I'm giving out stock that I purchased from you.
Sir, I'm not even going to have this conversation anymore with you.
Yeah?
Because we have nothing to do with stocks in the store.
You're threatening me with law enforcement, and I'm... For what? For what? That would be a waste of their time.
I'm just telling you that we want nothing to do with the stocks at the store level. And I'm not going to let you stand in the parking lot handing them out.
Well, if you won't even let me give them out for free, then this has been a massive waste of time. I'm just going to leave them in your custody, and you can decide what you want to do with them then.
No, you are not going to leave them in my custody.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do with them. You won't let me give them away for free. I can't flush them down the toilet. That'll damage the plumbing.
Why don't you go back to your broker and sell them to him? That's how stocks are bought and sold, is through a brokerage form, not through a store.
It wouldn't even be worth the price of the gasoline to drive all the way back out there. That's why.
Well, we will not take them in the store.
All right. Well, if you're going to call the cops on me for handing them out outside, I'm going to give them to the customer service desk and tell them to keep them.
And, they are not going to take them, sir, so don't even bother.
Well, I'm going to bother because I'm most of the way to the store now.
I'm going to let you go now. I'm going to let you go now because we're agreeing to disagree.
Well, I'm not. I don't think I'm agreeing to anything. I just want to get rid of these dang stock certificates.
Then call your broker and deal with them through your broker.
Yeah.
That's how stocks are dealt with.
That ain't gonna happen.
Then if your broker won't do it, then your broker did something illegal.
Well, I don't know about that, man. I ain't no stock lawyer.
Well, you have a pleasant evening. Have a good night, sir.
Yeah, all right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon.
Hey there. My name's Calvin, and I'm looking for a place to do my Christmas photo. Do you guys do that?
Yes, we do. It's by appointments, and we're open Monday to Friday from 11 in the morning till 8 at night, and Saturdays from till 5. Would you like to make an appointment?
Yeah. Every other place that I've called is pretty much booked up. Are you guys, do you guys have openings before December, or what?
Yes, we do have openings right now until December.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow, this must be the Christmas miracle. yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's just been kind of crazy trying to find a place. And we used to get it done at Walgreens, you know, Walgreens Photo Studio.
Yeah.
But there was like an incident last year, and now we're like banned from there, so...
Yes, we're open right now. We're starting our packages for Christmas, so we just opened them and we have ready the set, ready for taking pictures. So if you want to schedule an appointment, we can do it.
That sounds gorgeous. And do you guys do photo touching up in-house there?
Yes, we do. Retouching, yes.
Okay.
Depending on how many pictures, depending on the pictures you choose, like the bigger pictures, in all of them, just a little bit. But if in the biggest, if you need me, like, to reduce your belly or something, we can do it.
whoa, are you calling me fat?
No, it's not that. It's because sometimes they ask for it.
No, I'm just kidding around. But in all seriousness, part of the reason, you laugh, but part of the reason we got kicked out from Walgreens is because you know, they wanted to charge us extra, and they to touch up my photos. And they said my kids, you know, my kids are ugly. They said, and
I got in a
big fight. I got in a big fight with the manager, and we ended up getting banned from all the Walgreens photo studios. So, do you guys have like a special rate on the touching up? Do you think that my kids being unattractive is going to be a problem, or would that cost more?
No, I don't know why you say that, but no, it doesn't cost. We do the normal process. If you want to, like, remove this arm or this person from this picture, that will have a cost.
I see.
But not the normal process. It's included in the package.
I think I understand. So you have, like, a set touching up that you do, and that's part of the package, and then if we want additional touching ups, that would be an
extra cost. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not too worried about it, but my wife, you know, she likes to put everything on social media, so all the, you know, the photos have got to be perfect, you know.
Yes, exactly. I understand. Yes, it's just that we do the normal process, and they have to look nice. And just if you want something extra, really big, yes, it has a charge. But it's not that bad. They can go from 35 to 65 or 85, depending on what.
$35 to $65 to $85, is that?
Depending on what you want, yeah.
Yeah, that's very affordable. That sounds great. Yeah, that should be perfect. Because, you know, like I said, the kids, some people say they're unattractive. Some people think Walgreens thinks they're ugly. So, you know, we might need to get some.
How can they say that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's Walgreens, am I right? But,
yeah.
We might need some, like, specific touch-up stuff. So, I mean, I think it sounds like your pricing is very reasonable. So this should work out.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not really the kid's fault, though, because, you know, I'm the ugly one. My wife is really hot. You know that actress, Anna... You know that actress, Anna Taylor-Joy?
Yes.
Yeah, my wife...
She looks like her.
Yeah, she looks just like her if she were balding and a little overweight and, like, 30 years older. My wife's very attractive. She also has
kind of like a
slight mustache thing from the hair on her upper lip, if you can kind of imagine that. But my wife, she's only 28. She's really attractive.
Oh, okay. Okay, no, it doesn't matter. We can take all the pictures, and I don't know, they don't have to say that, that you're ugly or not.
No.
We are people... I don't know. It depends on people, how they look, how they see beauty.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. But no, we don't have any issues. If you want to schedule an appointment, we can do it. Anytime you're ready for it, you can go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Let me give my wife a call, and then I'll give you a call right back. How's that sound?
Okay. That will be good. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so
okay.
much for your help.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for choosing the manager. This is Deanna. How can I help you?
Oh, hey there. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Was that Deanna?
Hannah.
Hannah. Oh, thank you, Hannah. So you guys are doing a Veterans Day weekend special, right?
I know we were yesterday. I'm not sure if it extends to today, though.
Oh, I see. So it might. Okay, I thought it was like a Veterans Day weekend thing, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You think it was over yesterday?
I believe it was over yesterday, but if you'd like, I can double check.
If it's not a big deal, I mean, if you can shout across the room and get an answer, that's fine. But if it's going to take you a long time, then, you know, don't worry about it.
No, give me like 2 seconds, I'll be right back.
Oh, great, thank you.
Hello?
Oh, hey there.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was just yesterday.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate you checking on that, Hannah. So
first.
It's not a whole weekend thing, it's just yesterday. So are you guys
no,
running
yeah.
any other specials then tonight, or?
Tonight, no.
Okay, so it's just day after Veterans Day, regular pricing night is what we're going with?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay, all right. Well, that's okay. Are you a veteran?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'd just like to thank them for their service, you know, so I know you're not, but you're a bar employee, right? So that's kind of like being under enemy fire. Am I right?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, well, you deserve it. You guys do have a bar in there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's one for my bartenders out there. I don't know if you're a bartender or a server or what, but...
No, not bartending yet.
Not bartending yet? Okay, well, if you're working on it, I hope you get that. I hope it works out for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys did didn't you guys do a whole promo for Memorial Day weekend? I could have sworn the one you did for Memorial Day was a whole weekend.
Unfortunately, I'm not sure.
Oh, that's all right. I thought I was there for that. You know, it's kind of fuzzy. I think a big girl threw a drink at my face, but I'm not 100% on that.
Well, that's
you know
not ideal.
Right? Yeah, you know how it is when you're getting drunk at the bar. Whew. Stuff can happen.
It happens sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I was calling is because, you know, I was going to come in. You guys were still doing the special, but I also like to thank the veterans and everything because my son, he's a veteran. Do you think there would be any way if I could buy drinks for any of the vets at the bar, or do you guys want to do that over the phone?
We can't do that over the phone, unfortunately.
Okay, so if I come in, you could do that probably?
You'd have to talk to the bartender. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. You know, I just like to kind of buy the vets a drink because my son, you know, he's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
He lives out of state. So, you know, I like to do stuff locally to give back to the vets in our community. And, you know, my son, he was a veteran of Operation Red, Blue, Yellow. I don't know if you've read about that in the paper, but they were a special forces team designed to combat Japanese insurgents.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh, he did? Great, yeah. So you know kind of what happened, but this insurgent group in Japan was genetically modifying or something, breeding animals to be trained for combat, and so the U.S. military helped the Japanese military to fight them, and my son, unfortunately, he was badly singed by a typhlosion. He hit him with the flamethrower.
Oh.
But he's okay. You know, he's all right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so unlucky or lucky, you know, he's with us, and we're grateful for that. So, like I said, I like to do veteran support locally. Yeah, I just want to take a quick moment of silence before we end our conversation for all our veterans who have served in combat and perished, and all those veterans who are still with us, which we're very grateful for. And I do want to commemorate the life of the late and great Carlito Cross. Madhouse forever. This is the only time what I'm saying should be taken seriously. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Of course.
Thank you. Oh boy.
Thanks for calling, Bart. This is Caitlin. How may I help you?
Hey, Caitlin. Thank you for picking up the phone. Boy, have you ever heard that long-winded automated thing you guys have pick up?
No, I haven't. Can I help you?
You guys are doing Veterans Day weekend thing, right?
No, it was just yesterday.
You're not doing it for the whole weekend?
No, we're not doing it for the whole weekend. We were just did it yesterday.
Oh, man. in. So if I come in tonight, there's just regular pricing tonight, or are you guys doing some other kind of promotion?
No, we're doing no promotions today. It's just regular day.
I got you. Okay, so the post day after Veterans Day, no promotion night is what we're going with.
No, just veterans. Actual Veterans Day is when we do it.
Right, I got you. Okay. Are you a veteran?
I am not, no.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, you know, I wanted to say thank you for your service, but you're not a veteran. But, I mean, basically, being a bar employee is a lot like being under enemy fire anyways, you know. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
That's one for my bartenders out there. Oh, man. Didn't you guys do a promotion for Memorial Day?
I don't think so. Do we do any promotion for Memorial Day? No, we do not.
Really? I swear I was there for that. There was this big girl threw a drink in my face. That didn't happen at your bar? This is Bar
Did
Louie,
not
right?
happen at my bar. Yeah, it's Bar but I don't know. It didn't happen.
Yeah, whew, I don't know, man. Well, you know, when you're drinking, I probably got... Maybe it was another then.
Maybe. There are a bunch.
Yeah, you guys are great. Is there any way I could maybe buy a drink for one of the veterans at the bar, buy them around or someone?
No, not right now. You have to be in person.
Oh, I have to come in person to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, you know, maybe you could, you know, you ask, and if they'd like a round on me, you know, give them a drink and then just put it on a tab and I'll come in tomorrow and pay in cash.
Yeah, no, sorry. You can't do that.
You can't do that for the vets? Okay.
No, sorry.
Well, anyway, that's okay. I'll probably come by then. But the reason that I do this is because my son, he was a vet, and he was in Operation DOTA. He flew with St. Ignatia. His team got ganked trying to do an early Roche, and they got caught up in a base race, and he lost his Divine Rapier. His squad leader was actually Carlito Cross. I don't know if you heard about him. He was in the news.
No, I haven't. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, my son, he's no longer with us. He lives out of state, but like I said, that's why I like to call and do this kind of stuff, like do veterans events, support vets locally. You know?
That's nice of you, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing it to toot my own horn, but, you know, I do like to support the vets. Like I said, my son's one, and I heard you guys are doing that discount, so I think that's really cool. Now, to end our conversation, I just want to take a moment of silence for our veterans who have served in combat and perished, and our veterans who are still with us. We are grateful for them both. And we also want to commemorate the life of the late, great Carlito Cross. This is the only time what I'm saying should be taken seriously. Madhouse forever. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving there, partner. Now, I'm almost over there. I'm coming by in my truck, and I got the turkeys in back. Now, who do I give those to when I get there?
I'm sorry. I'll pass you hold on. Can you...
All right.
How can I help you?
Happy Thanksgiving there, partner. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was just telling her I'm on the road in my truck, and I got the turkeys in the back. Now, when I get there, who do I give those to?
Well, we're not looking for any turkeys. We never had any for delivery. I'm one of the managers.
Oh, no. It's not a delivery. It's Thanksgiving, right? You guys are doing that big promotion?
Nope.
So I'm bringing the turkeys over, and just who do I give those to when I get there?
You give them to no one. We're not looking for any. Thank you.
But you guys are doing the wild turkey promotion, right? Hello? Hello?
Club.
Hey there, sweetheart. My husband just called, but I think y'all got disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, we're in the truck now. We got the turkeys in the back. We're coming down, but we weren't sure who to give those to. The ad wasn't clear.
I don't know what you're exactly talking about.
The wild turkey promotion for Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving still, right?
Yeah. Actually, technically, no, it's 12:02.
So the promotion's over? Is that what you're saying? Because we got the back of the truck full of turkeys.
Yeah, I think you might be looking for a different location, or I don't know, but I'm a manager here. We don't have any promotions for turkeys.
Hold on, let me take a look at this thing, this ad we have. Club. That's you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the ad say?
The wild turkey. Every turkey I bring in, I get 20% off a shot of wild turkey whiskey.
Nope.
So are you trying to tell me there's like a limit per person? Is that...
I'm trying to tell you that this has got to be a prank call because I'm a manager here and that is not a promotion that we are. I'm just saying wherever you got the ad from, ma'am, it was not from us. So it's probably a fake ad. If you want to bring your turkeys here, you can, but I'm not giving you any free liquor for them.
Hey, my name's Big Red. I'm a fucking asshole. I can't wait for you to see this.
Good evening, Street McDonald's.
Hey there. This is like the second McDonald's I've called, so you have to forgive me if I'm a little short because I just called the one on Union, and I think they hung up on me. I don't even know. But I just had a question about using the app.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know how normally when you use the app to place a mobile order, you go to the restaurant, and then once you're there, you give, like, a code to somebody?
Yeah, sure.
And then you can pay and get your food?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my cousin, he's really good with smartphones and stuff, and he put a program on my phone that will let me, like, bypass that and go straight to the payment screen. And I wanted to know, is that going to void the warranty?
Oh, that I would have no idea, darling. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I would have no idea about any of that. Sorry, I'm not the most tech-savvy individual.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not either.
What do you mean, like, the warranty, though?
Yeah, so that might be the wrong term. I don't know. There's a thing in here that says terms and conditions, but, you know, like, for example, if I get a McDouble and a McChicken and I'm taking them out of the bag and one of the meat patties falls on the floor, so that would be, like, a defective burger and you guys would just make me another one or refund me or whatever, that, for example.
I don't think it'd be an issue with something like that.
Okay, so...
Yeah,
so
like, well...
So no problem.
Yeah, it definitely shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, so that's great. So I use this thing. It lets me just pay on the app, and I show up. You guys, I actually used it at a different McDonald's, like a few hours from here. And then I was just kind of curious to see if that would be an issue because, like I said, you know, I drop a meat patty on the floor or something. You guys normally replace the sandwich because that's like a manufacturing error. I take it back to you. You give me a new one, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, no, if it was like a replacement on food kind of thing, it really shouldn't be an issue when it comes to something like that. The only thing that I will say when it comes to something like that is you have to be able to either have the food still or you have to have the receipt for your order. Now, typically mobile orders, it will send you an email of your receipt, but I always suggest that everyone just get your paper copy of your receipt at the window and everything when you cash out. Even if it's cashed out through the app, our system will still print a receipt for it. So I always recommend that you always grab that just in case. Now, I will say that this is a corporate location. I cannot say anything about franchise.
Oh, okay. So you guys are corporately owned. I didn't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. Street and most of the ones around the South Tacoma area are going to be corporate. I know that there's one franchise over on. And for franchise, I can't speak about what their policies or their actions would be.
It's really funny that you mentioned that because I think before this whole question about the app kind of came up, I was at that location, you know, I've been there a few times, and to your location, of course, and not knowing, you know, the difference, the corporately owned thing, I did have an issue there with the burger patty, and it like fell on the floor or something like that. One of my kids dropped fries on the floor or something, and the manager, you know, he got up all up in my face, and he was talking about, you know, I think he used the term warranty, and he was like, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, the fries are on the floor. That's your fault. That's a manufacturing defect. And he's yelling at me, and he's like, no, it's your stupid kid. And I was like, did you just call my kid stupid to my face?
Right, yeah, no, like, that's completely inappropriate. But just so you know, like, my name is Sarah, and if you need anything else or have another question, I can absolutely help you out.
Awesome, cool. Thanks so much, Sarah. That really helps me out.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a great rest of your night, if that's all.
Yep, that's it. Thank you.
Have a good one. Drive safe out there.
Barn Grill. This is Mr. May I help you?
Hi there. Happy Thanksgiving.
Can I help you?
Yeah, we're coming by in the truck. I got my wife in the other seat, and we have the turkeys in the back. Now, when we get there, who are we giving those to?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about, hon.
Oh, boy, it's loud in there. Well, it's Thanksgiving, right? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, one second, hon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now, say that again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know if you could hear me. It was kind of loud in the background. We're coming by to the bar in the truck, and we got the turkeys in back. I didn't know who are we giving those to. Who's responsible for that?
I don't know anything about what you're doing. Why are you dropping off turkeys?
Oh, hold on. My wife has the thing on her seat. It's wild turkey promotion for the turkey farms down at Horse Machine Ranch.
And they're supposed to go to the bar and grill?
Yeah, and the bar and grill.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Hang on. Wait.
Yeah, that's okay.
Do you know anything about them dropping off turkeys tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything about it, darling. Who did you talk to?
Oh, well, no one. We're talking to you. That's why I figured I'd call while we're on the way over there. Because, like I said, we got the turkeys in back and we're on the road. But it says on the ad that for every turkey you bring in, you get 20% off a shot of wild turkey. You know, wild turkey, like the straight bourbon whiskey?
And who's running that promotion?
Well, the bar and grill, and then it says...
No, sir, we're not.
Wild turkey, you know, the bourbon whiskey. It's got the wild turkey logo on here, and then it says Horse Machine Ranch as well.
No, sir, I don't know anything about that. We're not running any wild turkey promotion.
Well, that's strange. So would it be a problem then if we just left the turkeys out, you know, out in the parking lot when we come in to drink, or...
Well, I mean, they're your turkeys, so I don't know anything about them. That's what I'm saying. And my kitchen manager doesn't know anything about them, so... And if you didn't talk to anybody, then I don't want to be responsible for them, but there is no discount on wild turkey for it.
Oh, man, well, that is strange. I can't believe this. We got all these turkeys in the back. Now, we're talking about the right thing here. Now, wild turkey, that's a straight bourbon whiskey, right?
Yeah.
Brand? Okay. And then we got turkeys, and we're talking about birds. They're plump, long-legged. They got tails.
Yeah, I understand.
Tiny head with the little gobbly thing under there.
Where did you see this promotion at?
Well, my wife, she clipped it out of the paper or printed it off the computer. I don't know, honey.
And
just,
did you...
It's a paper, newspaper.
Yeah, that's not for this bar.
Bar and Grill on Way? Is that you guys? Or I might have the wrong bar, probably.
Do me a favor, hon. Let me call my manager, and I can give me a call back here in about 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah, no, that's no problem. I can do that. It's probably about... We're only a little bit over 15 minutes away, but I'll call you back if we're still on the road. You said in 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that, sweetie. And do I need to ask for the manager, or should I ask for you again?
Just ask for Misty. I'm the only one that's... There's no other manager here.
Okay, Misty. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah. Brian Grill?
Hi there. Is this Misty?
I'm sorry?
Is this Misty?
Misty?
Yeah, my husband, he called earlier.
This is Misty. May I help you?
Hey, Misty. My husband called earlier, and you had told him you were going to contact her manager and to call back.
Yeah,
and,
she said that's not our bar, darling.
Okay, so now we're almost there, which is why I called. I know it hasn't been, he said 15 minutes, but since we're about to be there, what do you want me to do with these birds when we get there? We just let them out in the parking lot, or who's responsible for that?
We're not responsible for them, hon. That's not a thing where that our bars are running. We don't have anything to do with that.
I know, but on the advertising, you know, it has your bar here, and it says wild turkey. So we got them, and, you know, I get that you guys, you know, it's after Thanksgiving, or you don't want to honor the promotion anymore. That's okay, but, you know, we don't have anything else to do with them, so we're just...
Like I said, we are not responsible for them. That is not our ad that we ran, and are you saying they're live turkeys?
Yes, sweetheart, they are. We got them over at the farm, off, you know, Horse Machine Ranch, the adjacent farm.
Yeah, no, you can't release wild live turkeys out in my parking lot.
But I don't know who's in charge of that advertisement, but they got some explaining to do. We're just going to come in and get drunk after this whole debacle, but, I mean, you know, whose custody do we leave the birds in the interim?
You're not leaving them here. You cannot leave those birds here, period. We are not. We don't have anything to do with that promotion. That has nothing to do with us.
And you don't know who made the promotion? You have no idea about that? The manager doesn't know anything about the promotion?
None of us did it. It is not from this bar.
I don't know what to think about that. Turkeys, they can drown in the rain. I don't... I don't want to just leave them in the truck bed while we come inside to drink.
All I know is you can't release live turkeys in my parking lot.
Okay, so we'll just keep them in the truck bed when we come in to drink. Is that okay?
I mean, it's up to you. They're your turkeys, but you just can't release them in my parking lot.
Well, yeah, we'll just keep them in the truck bed. I mean, I don't know that they'll stay there necessarily, but we got them padded down a bit to travel, and we just want to come in and get drunk and just kind of forget about the whole Thanksgiving Day debacle, you know what I mean?
Well, I've said my piece, darling. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, so we're about to be there. We're going to just keep turkeys in the truck, and it's no big deal, right? Everything's cool?
All right. Perfect.
Okay, sweetie. So thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
McDonald's.
Hey there. This is LC Pope. Are you guys a corporately owned location there, or are you guys like a franchise? Do you know?
I'll ask.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
We're a franchise.
Oh, you are? Okay. Is your ice cream machine working right now? Hello? What the hell was that? The fuck? They hang up if you ask about the ice cream machine?
McDonald's, how can I help you?
Hey there. I was just talking to somebody, and I don't know if they hung up on me or the call got disconnected, but is your ice cream machine available right now?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, I don't know, that was the weirdest thing. I could have sworn she hung up on me when I asked that.
My phone might have gotten disconnected. I'm not sure.
Do you know who that was, who I was talking to?
No. I'm back in the office. I have my own phone back there.
Oh, okay. Great. Are you the manager?
I am.
Awesome. Well, yeah, you're probably the person that I should talk to anyways, then. So, you guys are franchisee-owned, she was telling me?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, I'm trying to come in and get some ice cream for my kids. I don't know, are you aware of that little app that lets you find the places with the ice cream working? Or they used to have it, I guess.
No.
There was like an app that someone made. It let you see which locations have the working ice cream. And the one that I have, it doesn't work anymore, but I got a new one for my Android phone. And I was wondering now if there was like some big debacle about that with McDonald's corporate. So, but you guys are franchisee owned. Now, if I use that, you know, and bring the kids in to get ice cream, is that going to void the warranty?
Warranty on what?
On the food.
What food?
You know, like the ice cream. We were at another location, and my daughter, she dropped a cone on the floor. And, you know, I said, oh, you know, could you guys remake that? And the manager, he got all up in my face yelling. He was like, and I said, dude, that's a manufacturing error. You know, I take it back to you, and you guys give me a new one. You replace it. And he's yelling in my face. And he called my daughter stupid.
If it was my store that made the mistake, then yes, I would replace it. But no, I'm not replacing any other store's mistake.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask you to do that. Absolutely not. My question was just if we use that app to find out, you know, if you guys have the ice cream machine working, is that going to avoid the warrant?
That question makes no sense. There is no app to tell you what machines are working and what isn't. Is there anything serious that you would like to help me with right now?
Ma'am, I think as a paying customer, I deserve to be taken seriously. I'm not sure where this attitude is coming from, but as the manager, I'd appreciate a little respect on the telephone, please.
I am giving you respect, and I've answered all your questions. Is there anything else that I can help you with tonight?
Well, I'm just trying to confirm that we're on the same page here, ma'am. You said
Yeah, I told you, yes, my ice cream machine is working, and yes, you can come in and get ice cream. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Okay, great. But the real question I was calling about is that if we use the app, the ice cream local...
There is no app. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, just because you're not aware of it doesn't mean the app doesn't exist. And my simple question
is there anything else that I can help you with?
What I would like you to help me with is an answer to the question, if we use the ice cream...
I gave you the answer to the question.
Okay.
There is no app. Have a good night, sir. Have a good night.
Happy Thanksgiving there, partner.
Hello?
How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually. Thank you. We had a nice dinner. Now, I'm coming by in my truck with the missus, and we got the turkeys in back. When we get there, who do I give those to?
Turkey?
Yeah, the turkeys for the Thanksgiving Day promotion.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually unsure. Is it just like you're just dropping it off?
Well, it's Thanksgiving, right? I got turkeys in the truck. You guys are doing the wild turkey promotion, right?
Let me call my boss. I didn't think we were. We were supposed to close at 12, but we just stayed open because people are drinking. I don't know what the wild turkey promotion is.
We have this thing in the paper here. Give me a second. Let me grab this for my wife.
Let me call my
bar and grill.
I'll call my boss. 1 second. One second.
Yeah.
Hi. So it was like in the paper?
Hey there, sweetheart. What's your name again?
My name's Callan.
Callan. Well, you've been very helpful, Callan.
It's like in the paper?
Yeah, we had a print. My wife, I don't know, honey, did you get this off the internet or the paper? I think you said the paper.
So it's like it's in the paper that you're dropping off turkey. I'm just very confused.
Well, let me just double check here to make sure we ain't going to the right place. Because like I said, we're on the way, but Bar and Grill, that's you guys, right?
Yeah, that's us. So you're dropping off turkeys?
Yeah, well, we got some turkeys in the back. I don't know, maybe 10 or 12. I couldn't remember.
You've got 12 turkeys in your car, like live turkeys?
Oh, it's a pickup truck, sweetheart.
Oh, okay. I'm very lost.
Oh,
okay,
that's
all
right, sweetie.
Maybe we are too,
you know. We could be lost too.
No, Bar and Grill is correct.
Yeah, it says a turkey promotion, wild turkey, you know, like the straight bourbon whiskey. From Kentucky?
Oh, wait, it's whiskey?
No, you guys are doing, well, you know Wild Turkey, you know
wild
what that
turkey
is,
whiskey,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got the Wild Turkey logo on here, it says Wild Turkey Promotion with the Turkey Farms down at Horse Machine Ranch and El Bar and Grill.
I'm sorry, I find it very comical, like, because I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I'm texting my boss right now, hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just
so
wanted
to
make sure.
Do you need a check, or...
Oh, no, I don't need no money. It just says that for every turkey we bring in, we get 20% off a shot of wild turkeys. So, you know, I didn't know if there was a limit per person or who to give them to, so I'm calling while we're on the road before we get there just to make sure everything's straight and cool.
I'm just waiting to hear back from my boss, so I texted them. So you are bringing 12 turkeys.
Well, it's about 12. I thought that we had counted them at one point, but, you know, my mind these days and, you know, with the holidays.
No,
I
feel you. Okay, so you're dropping off 12, like, actual turkeys. They're not, like, so they're dead, and you're dropping them off for food so you can get a discount for wild turkey booze, correct?
Well, actually, sweetheart, they're still alive. We just got these guys over at the farm. If you can hear them, I'm
Wait, you're
the
messing with
right
me.
Now.
Are you messing with me?
No, I'm not messing with you, sweetie. We're planning on getting drunk on Thanksgiving for all these turkeys after we saw the ad in the paper.
I feel like somebody's laughing. Like, if this is a joke, this isn't funny.
Sweetie,
like, this is my job.
Those are the turkeys clucking in the background.
Okay, so you're fucking with me? I don't really have time for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for staying with us this evening and sharing in these prank telephone calls. Please find our podcast on the World Wide Web at fiapodcast.com and maybe even on the Spotify machine. I'm not really sure. That part isn't in the script. Another joke for another time. What do you mean I'm fired? Replace me with a computer. Speech-to-text engine, generative AI, what is that? Don't touch me! Keep your hands at your sides and slowly back away from me as I exit the building without incident.